irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, May 22nd. We're back with you on a hot California day. And Tori's still out. I'm joined once again by Cameron Kelly. Welcome to the show, Cameron.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you for joining us. I remembered last time we didn't talk much about you and who you are and what you do. So why don't we let the listeners know actually why you're here in the first place?
Sure.
Because you're good at what you do. So
thank you. Well, I hope this isn't repetitive, but I'm Cameron Kelly. I became friends with you guys, gosh, maybe like a month ago or 2 months ago.
A couple months ago, maybe.
So. Yeah. I met Tori doing stand-up at Flappers when Sam came to our show.
Right.
I'm an actress out here. I'm from the Washington, D.C. area, just like Tori.
Yes.
And I moved out here for school, to pursue acting and for school. I was a screen acting major at Chapman University. And
wow.
I've been in L.A. for, I guess, coming up on 2 years now.
So 2 years?
Almost two. Yeah, because it's graduation season right now.
Yeah, right?
So it's actually almost exactly. I moved here July 9th, 2015. So
wow.
Coming up on 2 years, which is crazy.
Very time cool. So you're still going to school? Do you have your finals coming up?
So no. So I'm graduated.
Oh.
I'm good.
Oh,
okay. I'm set. I've been graduated for 2 years, and I've been in L.A. just pursuing acting since then. So
cool. How has it been? Easy?
It's
hard?
It's been great. I got to say.
Really?
Well, you know, I had very, realistic expectations. My parents were very good about sort of explaining how long it would take and how,
right.
And my school did, you know, did as well, sort of explained how long and how much of a marathon this was of a career choice. So I knew it was going to take a long time. I honestly expected worse because I feel like LA gets sort of a bad rap sometimes, and you know, people are fake and the traffic is so horrible and blah blah, but the traffic's only horrible because everyone is here,
right?
Everyone wants to live here,
and plus people go to the extremes, you know. I mean, it's not everybody's not everybody's a terrible person, not everybody's shallow, you know. We've got 4 million people here. If you don't find somebody, you've got a problem.
Exactly, it's you, you're the problem.
Right.
Exactly. No, I think a lot of times people tend to blame the town because it can be crushing. I mean, of course, if you come out here to pursue your dream and it doesn't work out, then I guess it's easy to blame LA, but I have found wonderful people, almost exclusively wonderful people, and I'm sure there are bad apples, but there are bad apples everywhere. There are bad apples in D.C. and Maryland. They're everywhere. So so I think it's just about finding your tribe and powering through. But to answer your question, I've been pleasantly surprised. I've had a lot of good fortune and a lot of luck. I found good people. I love L.A.
Uh-huh.
And L.A. has been very good to me. I've been working a
lot. Wow, how great to hear. You know, I mean, sometimes people are like, nah, you know, I've been here 10 years. Nothing has happened. So it's nice to hear of some success stories,
you know. Well, it's good. Yeah. I found that, too. People get really discouraged, and they're here for a long time, and they're far from home. They're far from family. I'm lucky that my family has actually since moved here.
Oh, wow.
So,
was that to support you, to be close to you, or what was it?
Partly, I think, but my parents are originally from this area, so I think they're sort of more just moving home.
They missed this.
They missed the area, but they didn't move back here until I did, so my brother's a little butthurt about that move, because
he liked it back there more.
Yeah,
I can understand that. Well, he can always go back later, you know.
It's true, yeah.
When he gets older.
Yeah.
So what was it like growing up in D.C.? I mean, were you involved in politics early on, or was your family?
My family was, yeah. My dad was worked in the Foreign Service, worked for the government for many years. So and we moved around quite a bit. We moved, we lived overseas for much of my upbringing. We lived in France for many years. And then in Chile for many years. My dad was the U.S. ambassador overseas.
Ah.
And so we were a very political family.
Yeah.
That was sort of our whole thing. And the only reason we lived in D.C. was because of my dad's job. Otherwise, we would have been out here.
So was your life kind of public in a way? I mean, did... I mean, you know, when you're an ambassador, it's not like you're Michael Jackson or something, but still, you're in the public, you know?
Right, no, it's not quite as glamorous. No one's screaming his name and fangirls. There wasn't much of that, but it was more public than we were used to. Yeah, that we would be in the newspaper sometimes, stories about our family, or it wasn't so much gossip as it was just, you know, the ambassador hosted a dinner for Andre Agassi, you know. It's not like our personal lives were torn apart and they were wondering, you know, the drama,
no controversy there.
Yeah, my middle school woes and who is she dating, and it wasn't ever like that. No one really cared enough about the Kellys to tune in to that kind of news. But it was interesting because as the U.S. embassy overseas, we were constantly being protected, like into our own home every single time we came in with our minivan.
Right.
We were checked underneath our car. They would check for bombs. They would check in our trunk, and they would do this whole thing. But just to come home from school, you know?
Right. Wow. And so it wasn't a normal life.
Yeah,
I
guess
imagine,
not.
Right?
I guess not. Yeah. our windows were bulletproof. And And we had guards, mostly around my dad. I mean, we were chopped liver, really. But
right, but still, you know, I mean, the worst thing you can do is, like, hurt somebody's family, you know?
It's true.
So, you know, if you want to do that. So, good thing you were protected and you were in one piece.
Yes,
you know, that's
we
the
all
important
came home
thing.
In one piece. And
there
Chile
you
was
go.
A wonderful and safe place to live. So
really?
Was, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we were in Santiago, the capital, and which is like just a beautiful city and safe and lovely. And so I never felt like we were in danger. But in retrospect, I probably wouldn't have been told if we were ever.
Right.
So I don't know. I'd have to go back and ask. Because I was I was in middle school. My brother was in elementary school.
Right.
So I never knew of any threats, but they probably wouldn't have told me about it.
Exactly. And besides, in Chile, nothing's happening, really, as far as terror.
Right, exactly.
No terrorism there.
Yeah.
So that's funny. And there's a lot of things going on in the news also. I mean, we're just filled with Trump's trip to the Middle East. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But it's just been very hot here. Did you do anything fun this weekend at all? Do you sometimes go to those pool parties and,
you know,
on top of hotels?
It's funny because I've been so busy, and I completely fill my schedule. I'm like a horse with blinders about my career. So
really?
I can be that way, and it sort of bugs the people close to me because I never allow for any free time. So I'm constantly working, and I'm constantly on set, or I'm auditioning or doing workshops or whatever. So this past Saturday, I finally had a day where I didn't schedule anything, and my boyfriend and I went to the beach for the first time in, I don't know why. I mean, neither of us are from California. We thought coming to California would be this, like, beach sit, you know, we would just be at the beach every other day. We've gone to the beach, like, twice.
Yeah, it's like you have the beach here, but you never have the time to go.
Exactly. I'm so inundated with work, and I'm very type A, and so I guess, which is strange for an actor to be type A, but I have this.
But
like,
you embrace your work, you know.
Yeah, and I love it, and I always want to be forward moving, and so I don't know what it is, but sometimes I feel even guilty when I just take a day to relax, which I shouldn't. I should just kind of go for it and breathe a little bit. But anyway, we went to the beach this weekend, and it's the first time we've been to the beach ever. Obviously, we're total noobs because who goes to the beach in the middle of summer? I guess that's not how it goes.
Does,
So it was boiling hot. We were so unprepared. We clearly looked like we were from out of town, and this was our first attempt at going to the beach. We forgot hats. We forgot an umbrella.
Whoa.
My boyfriend made this sort of makeshift fort out of our towels and chairs because we were so hot.
So hot in the sun.
It was awful. We were sweating. We had towels on our heads, and I mean, it just was very obvious that we were not from this area.
Not prepared, huh?
Not prepared.
Wow.
For this heat.
I know. I mean, in the sun, it's still hot no matter where you are, but I did go to Santa Monica yesterday, and it was much cooler, you know?
Yeah.
You're near the beach. You can walk around. Even in the sun, it was beautiful. Here, it's like you feel you're carrying a building on your back. It's so hot, and it feels so heavy, you know?
Yeah, it does.
So I like get tired. I get like irritated with all this heat. So it's always good to go into the city or to Santa Monica, the beach, whatever. And, you know, you come back and you come into the valley driving down the 405 freeway, and you see the whole valley ahead of you, and you realize, you know, we have everything in LA. You know, we have the beach, We have valleys, we have mountains, mm-hmm. we have desert, we have lakes, we have mounts, everything.
Yeah.
You know, so how can we complain?
How could you complain? I know.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, I know exactly the part of the 405 you're talking about, when you get to that sort of peak and it overlooks everything and
right,
the mountains.
Right, right.
It couldn't be more beautiful. And I think about that, too. We could surf and ski in the same day. I mean, there just really aren't places like this.
Right.
And the valleys. I drove out to... Where was I? What is that place? Like San Bernardino? No, not San Bernardino. Anyway, it was sort of in the canyons.
Okay.
Santa Clarita. That's where I was.
Okay.
And I had never been there before. I went out for a friend's birthday, and it is like stunningly gorgeous.
Right.
These mountains and valleys and canyons, and I mean, it's more open space than I've ever seen.
Yeah. So there's different places. I mean, you can go. All you have to do is drive up the canyon here in Laurel Canyon or Coldwater Canyon. A whole different view, you know. You get a lot of trees and houses and things like that.
I love it here.
Whereas in the city, it's all like concrete and asphalt and stuff.
Yeah.
But so even in the city, you can find spots where it's nice. Have you ever been up on Mulholland where you can see the whole valley and stuff?
Oh, I think I have once.
Yeah,
on
you
those
need
lookout
to do that.
Points.
Yeah.
There are so many LA attractions that I have not done yet.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for someone to visit me so that I have some reason to go do the tourist stuff because I just haven't done it.
I know. It's really cool. I mean, there's really a lot to do here. I've lived here 40 years.
Really?
I'm still kind of... I mean, at this point, I am kind of bored. I want to change. I mean, I've lived in different places during this time, but mostly here.
Yeah.
And I like moving around because we moved around a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you have kids and everything. You want to keep stability. You don't want to move around if you don't have to. So I kind of stayed around here, and then I have a business, so I'm around here. But but I've done just about everything there was to do. But yet, I'm still realizing there's places I haven't been in the city.
Yeah.
A lot.
And there's things that open up and close, like new things. There's this thing right now happening. I forget when it closes. It's open like through August or something, called the Museum of Ice Cream. Have you seen that?
No.
It is.
Where is it?
It's. I think it's sort of closer to downtown. Okay. And you go, and it's this museum of just different desserts, and you go through, and there's this big pool of sprinkles that you jump in, and you can take this picture in this massive, massive pool of millions and millions and millions of sprinkles.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing, and that'll eventually close, and something else will come up, and art shows change and whatever. So I feel like it's kind of, there's a permanent new thing to do in LA, you know, because it's such an artsy town.
It is, and there's a lot of great museums here too, you know, which people rarely go to.
I haven't
been to one in so many years.
The last time I went to the Getty was when someone was visiting, and
that was
the only time I went, and I still haven't been to the observatory.
Right.
So
well, but that's the thing. Look, I mean, there's always a payoff for everything and a sacrifice for some things.
Yeah.
And you mentioned luck. I don't think it's luck. I mean, the way you describe how hard you work and intensely, you're just always putting yourself in the right situation, you know. So it's not luck. I think it's really your drive and everything. I mean, there's always a certain amount of luck in things, but... I think we make it happen, you know. So
no, you're right. You're
I mean, even on quiet nights like that night at Flappers and stuff, it was like such a bummer for the comedians. You guys didn't really have fun.
Yeah.
And but despite that, you still go on, you know, and you move on. You don't let it knock you down.
And you need nights like that because without nights like that, how would you ever know when it's going well? If it's always an up and up and up,
right.
You know, you can't have happiness without sadness or you wouldn't know what it was.
Right.
So you kind of need nights like that where everybody bombs and there's like crickets in the audience and people are falling asleep. I actually did one. I did one at Flappers that went worse than that.
Really?
It was on election night.
Oh, wow. So nobody was there or people just...
People were there. I think people came out assuming a win for Hillary.
Yeah, for Hillary,
and then slowly as the night went on, people are checking their phones and realizing what was happening. So
everything was just quiet, right?
It was just quiet. It was like a quiet devastation in the room. And you kind of couldn't blame them because you just had been on your phone too before you walked up there and you kind of make a quick joke about it if you can, but no one's really laughing. And I looked out and every single person was like trying to you know,
yeah, the phones
looking
and
at their phones and
wow.
trying to sneakily get away with it. So
yeah,
but you need nights like that in comedy.
Yeah, I suppose. You know, I remember election night also, and I was out, and I remember as soon as it became clear that Trump was winning, everywhere you went was just quiet. People
yeah.
sitting in restaurants, not paying attention
yeah,
to the TV screens
yeah.
that were right there.
Yeah.
You know? So it just shows you what a liberal town LA
yeah,
is, you know?
Very much so.
But at the same time, yeah, that was not a good night.
It wasn't a great night to be telling jokes, that's for sure. I wish I had organized that a little better. But even the next day he walked around in LA and it was just sort of this quiet, it was almost eerie. I mean, people were really upset.
Yeah. I know.
It's sad.
I know. And people still are.
I know. We still are.
I know. It's like there's so much in politics. I'm trying to put it off a little bit.
I know.
For the
I
show.
Know, I know.
If Tori was here, we'd be all over it.
She'd
but,
be, yeah.
Yeah.
I
but
know.
But when she's not, I take a break from politics if I can.
Some more fun news. Actually, right. I saw it in the news. I don't know if you've seen this. It's all over my Facebook. These guys who are creating rompers for men. Do you know what a romper is?
No, I don't know what a romper is.
Okay, so a romper is this typically female clothing thing.
Okay.
And so what it is just a one piece. So
okay.
it's like, you know those shorts and shirts that are just one piece, you
yeah,
step
yeah,
into
yeah.
it and zip it up?
Uh-huh.
They're super cute. They're kind of a daytimey way to dress up.
Right.
Anyway, they become really big in my generation. Everybody wears rompers. And so they just came out with this. These guys came out with these male rompers, and they started a like an Indiegogo or a Kickstarter campaign. They launched it, and they were only asking for $10,000, and they have pledged. People have donated $365,280 for these male rompers.
Really,
romp him. It's what it's called.
Wow,
it's the weirdest, and They're little teeny short shorts, like connected to shirts.
Right. Well, you know, it's probably for gay men, you know,
mostly. Maybe it's for gay men. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's kind of taking over my Facebook feed. Everybody's got an opinion about
commenting
it.
Commenting about it?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
it might be the next trend. Maybe
yeah.
next time I come in here, you'll be wearing a romper.
Yeah, there you go. Now I have to look into it
yeah.
and see if it's along my style.
Taste.
Yeah,
yeah,
my taste.
Yeah.
Rompers. Wow, that's interesting. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
I think they have made, I've seen them advertise in the paper and magazines that they've made like sort of like girdles for men now, right? So
girdles?
You don't know what a girdle is? That's from a different previous generation too. Isn't that funny?
I teach you about rompers.
A girdle is,
about.
Yeah, they women would wear that to make their stomach flat and stuff, don't they?
Oh, so like a corset kind of thing? A
corset maybe, but didn't they call it girdles? I think. It's like it kind of, but I'm not talking, I mean, corsets are like from hundreds of years ago, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about like a couple of years, not a couple of years, but maybe 40, 50 years, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe less than that. But I can't imagine that they don't have something for women to tuck in their bulges and stuff, you know?
I think there's Spanx.
Yeah. There is Spanx, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
So maybe
Thank
that's
God
a new
Spanx.
Girdle, yeah.
I think that's the modern day girdle.
Yeah. We just had a phone call, but I didn't get to it on time. It's well, he'll probably call back. But
yes,
anyway,
please call back.
Yeah, it's Casey from downstairs, and Casey's a friend of the station. Did you get to meet him?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, yeah, good.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, he always calls into the show, and we talk about things and stuff.
Oh,
but
good. Maybe he has an opinion about the male romper.
Right, right.
Maybe
that's probably why he was calling.
Yeah, I hope
but
that's
he probably
why.
Had to go. So, I'm looking at this video. I mean, this went viral. You must have seen it already. The sea lion that grabs the girl
gosh.
And pulls her into the water. Who has not seen
so
this, right?
Scary.
How
yeah.
things go viral. It's amazing.
I know. It's
so
crazy.
So, yeah, essentially, there are a few people feeding the sea lions,
yeah.
right? And then one girl sits on the
like
the railing
ledge.
There.
Yeah.
yeah, like a ledge, and turning her back to the water. And then it jumps out, pulls her in.
Yeah, grabs her by the dress.
Yes, by the dress.
Really yanks her forcefully.
I mean,
her
she would have drowned.
Yeah.
She would have drowned. It would have pulled her really deep probably into the water.
Oh, my gosh.
Unless this guy, a bystander, jumped in and
was that her dad? Or
I don't know. They're saying a bystander, so... I don't know. Anybody would have jumped right
in.
Away, right?
I mean, yeah, hopefully. I would hope that I would have that reaction. I would hope that my knee-jerk
reaction
would be.
I'm telling you.
Probably as a parent, it would be.
Yeah.
Hopefully as a bystander, I don't know. I think I would kind of panic and sort of be in such shock that.
But if it's a girl, people don't think twice. You know, it's not like a.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And she was young. She was.
I don't know. They're not showing her face really.
14.
Really?
Just from her, what her body looked like.
Yeah.
She looked young.
That's true, right? Yeah, like maybe 13, 14.
And she flew. I mean, she pulled her with such force down there.
Yeah. I mean, with the entire force of its body.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, God.
So, don't mess around. So now they're trying to see who's liable for this. And, you know, in this opinion piece, they're saying nobody's really... this is like humanity in wilderness. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, kill the sea lion because it did what it does.
It was trying to eat, or maybe it got confused. Or,
yeah.
Right. I mean, it's like the Harambe thing last year. Remember the gorilla?
Yeah. That's
people
true.
People were up in arms about that because he was just behaving the way gorillas do, you know.
Right.
And I don't think he meant any harm to that boy.
Yeah, it's true.
But then they killed him.
Yeah, I know. Casey, good morning. How are you?
Oh, yeah, I saw that sea lion. I've been telling you guys Mother Nature's fighting back. Some kind of sharks are floating around, too, out there.
It's what we deserve. Mother
Nature's... Clemente has been closed for 3 weeks in a row, and that's my favorite surf spot, so I retired from surfing.
Because of the sharks,
so the sharks
or what?
Have not left.
Yeah, wow, the shark's still here. Wow.
Really?
Cameron.
Yes.
Anytime you want to go on a tour, I used to do a tour for my friends. It's called the Turned Up Tour. I've been blessed that I know people in every part of the city. So what I do is I just tell everybody to sit back and relax and enjoy the ride. So I'll take you to a friend's house, like in East Los Angeles. I'll take you to a friend's house in South Central, Watts.
Oh.
I'll take you to a friend's house in like little Israel. I'll take you to a friend's house in Beverly Hills, in Palisades. So basically you get to see all parts of Los Angeles.
Oh,
you go to someone's house, you might have a drink, you might have dinner, and you just meet my friends who live in these areas. Uh-huh. And they tell you about their experiences of growing up in LA.
I would love to do that. That's such a great idea because how.
Yeah, it's called the Turned Up Tour.
The Turned Up Tour.
It should be called Casey's Hollywood Tours.
we can get you a bus.
You know, it's people love it. I have cousins when they come from New York. They're like, do the tour. Let's do the tour.
Yeah.
I would love to do a tour. How much is it? How much do I owe you?
Nothing.
What?
You just gotta soak it all in.
And maybe BYOB.
You're gonna meet some different people.
Oh my gosh.
They're all great people.
I am so down for this. I really, because I don't really know the areas of LA unless I've got a boyfriend or a friend that lives there. So I really only know the valley and Santa Monica because I don't have any reason to go anywhere else, you know?
Yeah.
Oh no. LA can be a beautiful experience. One thing, I had a buddy, he did a blog. His blog was the things you can do in Southern California in one day. So basically he went to the mountains and he went snowboarding.
Yeah.
And he videotaped that. Then he went surfing and he videotaped that. Then he went on his motorcycle, did like a, went mini, like, you know, he rode his dirt bike.
Yeah.
And he went skateboarding. So he did all these events in one day.
Show
how you could do things in Southern California.
Only in
SoCal. Which is
pretty
cool.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You know, so, that's the thing, man. People need to move here. Casey,
don't tell them. We don't need any more.
Yeah. I know. We have 4 million people already. We can handle more. What the hell? Casey.
Bring them on.
Do you know the term girdle? Girdle? Do you know what that is? Girdle?
A girdle?
Yes.
Like when people do that to suck in their stomach?
Yeah,
girdle?
Exactly.
That's what he means.
Yeah. So, Cameron.
I thought I heard you guys talking about something, some kind of undies or something for men.
The rompers.
The rompers for men.
Yeah, she was talking about rompers, which is like shorts.
Can you describe a blomper? What is it again?
A romper, not a blomper.
Yeah,
but
like
blomper sounds cool.
Romper.
A romper. It's like a like a trendy onesie. It's sort of these, like a short and shirt pair that are one. And you kind of step in and zip yourself in. And they're super popular for women, but they just came out with male rompers. So
and it's like onesie. I picture it, but it's a short instead of the long full
right
length.
Shorts and short sleeves.
And how short are these shorts?
Pretty short. Shorter than your average short.
Yeah. I mean, Sam and I can be very forward thinking. Yeah. And I just don't know, because my body shape is, you know, kind of stocky, thick-thighed. I got a thick rumper.
Your rumper,
and
yeah.
I don't know.
Might not be the rumper for the rumper.
Yeah, I was suggesting this is like for gay guys more than anything, you know.
It doesn't have to be, Sam.
No.
You know,
who's going to wear something like that?
Their bodies today. The guys work out. That's a new thing.
Yeah, and they want to show it off. Wait, they want to show off the
okay,
rumper.
Well, we'll look it up and see.
I saw a picture of this. It was a red one. I saw a picture of it on the internet. A guy had on a red one, but it looked like, it didn't look like shorts to me. It looked like it was like almost like a panties. Boy shorts bottom.
Mm. Huh. Yeah. Maybe that's a
it
different
was kind
style.
Of short, Sam. That's my point. Like, yeah. It almost.
You got to be ready to, like, to flaunt know, some skin. I mean,
yeah, I
you
guess
gotta
if it's
comfortable.
You know, if you don't manscape down there, Sam, I don't know how it's going to work.
Right, but what? Are we talking about underwear here, or is it like an outwear? I mean,
it's out. I think. Well,
yeah, you can wear it outside, Casey. It's not like underwear. I think you're talking about underwear.
No. This is for the couch, the living room with like a friend, but.
Oh, wow. Outside. No, you're not going to go out like that, man.
I hope to see more of you in it. I really do.
Yeah.
Maybe we can all start shaving our legs and.
Yeah. But.
I mean.
Yeah.
But we're all stop shaving
it's
our
a lot
legs.
For fashion, you know. That's a lot for fashion.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's a statement, that's for sure.
I'm going to have to take some pictures at it. what I'll do is it's on your page, Cameron.
What? Oh, the romper?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I can post it.
Yeah, just go on her page.
I think Sam and I might be too old for that. That trend might have passed our generation.
Maybe it might be for a younger crowd.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bolder.
But it'll work in LA though. Trust me, I'm not knocking it. I'm a very forward thinking. Fashion forward person, but
I can tell I like that
for me, you know.
I actually am not really one to wear a romper.
Yeah,
it's just not super my style for some reason.
Yeah.
So are you supporting it for men then? Do you
I'm supporting. Yeah, I support it because I think they should be able to wear it if they want to. Not mandatory, but I think it'd be kind of funny.
So
and
it's because you're picturing. She's probably
dating a gentleman. And he said, let's go to the park and hang out. And he pulled up in the romper, and he was rocking that. Would you be like, okay?
No, that's a good question. If I was dating someone in a romper, I can't really imagine my boyfriend.
I mean, because if you can picture someone you're dating with it,
then I must
be Sam
about
wear
it.
One.
Yeah.
I think Sam should wear one next week.
Yeah, there you go. You see? Right. But
you know, if you can rock a romper better than I can, I think I'm out.
Oh,
but you see, she's also I think picturing like a Brad Pitt or you know, any one of those hot males in it. But if you know, imagine someone overweight wearing something like that, it's not going to look
Maybe
great.
Yeah, that's a different story.
Yeah. So we can't always picture people that are model like wearing those clothes. You know.
True.
A romper.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can
Casey.
See this. This is interesting.
Yeah. So, listen, I wanted to ask you, did you hear that The Rock announced on SNL he's going to run for president in 2020? Now,
yeah,
I don't know if this is a joke or not.
I feel he's, you know me, I've been telling everybody I just need to get 10 million followers on all my social media and I'm going to run for president and rock.
Yeah, right?
You should. Anyone can do it these days.
Yeah. But Casey, we weren't born here. You can't be one.
Wow. Is that it?
You never thought about it? Well, forget about it now. You ain't never running for president. You can do other things, though.
Oh, my gosh, what a dream crusher.
There's my dream's done.
Yeah, there you go.
All that you've been working so hard towards. All
oh
for
my
nothing.
Gosh, that just hurts.
Where are you from, Casey?
Yeah. I think it's cool. I mean...
He's from Jamaica.
It just shows that Rock's probably saying that... This guy can win it. I can probably win it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Celebrities
but
always
Trump
win,
might
man.
Be the, he might be the one that's caused the negative opinion on it, too, because people are going to probably, our next one is probably going to be a lot more of a politician, a lot more bred into.
Yeah, and not another celebrity, man. I mean, we can't afford celebrities.
You know? I know. I don't think we'll do that again.
Yeah. I mean, they always win. You saw Arnold Schwarzenegger and, you know.
I mean, Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan, of course, right? And, yeah. I mean, it happened quite a bit, so
the
go
only
figure.
Thing is, wasn't our current president the only person who hasn't served in any type of office, though? I know
that's
Reagan
true.
Was governor of California.
He went straight from celebrity
to...
So
I think our next president will have to be someone more traditional in that sense. It doesn't. Yeah. I don't think the country is going to afford to be that...
Yeah, I think you're right.
I mean, to go to that route again. And it makes sense. I mean...
Yeah, do you think he's going to go full term?
Our current president last week admitted that he didn't realize how tough the job was, and he said he misses his old life. We don't want to hear that from our leader.
God.
I mean, right.
That's what you want to hear.
That was shocking to me for him to say, oh, this job is really hard, and I miss my old life. You've only been here for 100 days, bro.
Right, exactly.
You can't say that.
And the funny thing is, all these years, Howard Stern has been saying the same thing. He's like, why is Donald Trump running? He's got the best life. Why does he need this? You know?
Why would he do this to himself?
Right. So then they started quoting all those Howard Stern remarks when Donald Trump had spoken to him on the show. He was a frequent guest. And Howard Stern too. So I agree with you, Casey. And but we'll see. I don't know. The Rock, why not? He might as well be. Everybody else is running. You know.
I mean, I didn't. I didn't hear his announcement. But was he being serious?
Yeah. No,
see,
I don't know.
It
it's on SNL.
I didn't see it either.
I'm just looking at the headline. But it's.
He might have been joking to.
Yeah,
emphasize how.
And don't you think, in a way, that's kind of like.
It's a joke.
Poking fun
it's
at not. Our government by saying. Yeah. We're a celebrity. Everybody, Rock's a cool guy, but for him to say, "Oh yeah, I want to be president," and kind of serious.
Yeah.
It's kind of poking fun of what we just went through. Like, okay,
right.
Well.
Yeah.
But
he also
I can do it. I know I can do it.
Yeah.
Right.
He also announced it with Tom Hanks next to him as a running mate. So, I mean, so this is a joke, obviously.
I think it's joking.
But you never know.
But I would also vote for
joking.
Them.
You never know. I mean,
yeah.
It's gotta be joking.
I can see Tom Hanks.
Will Smith made the same comment years ago.
Who's that?
Will Smith said that he wanted to be the first black president, and he said,
he did?
Then Barack beat him to it.
Oh. I mean, our culture.
I know that was joking, too, but I don't know. Will Smith seems like he would want to be president. I don't know.
He does, huh?
The same with Tom Hanks. I think he wants to. He would want to make change, you know? But who knows? Who knows, man? I don't know. This country.
Kevin, how long have you been out here? In California?
I've only been in L.A. for 2 years, coming up on 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I went to school at Chapman University in Orange County, so I've been in California.
My cousin played football at Chapman when they had football.
Oh, you're kidding.
Do they still have football?
I think they do. We're just so bad at football that we forget that we have it.
Not everybody can be good at football.
Yeah, we're better at water polo and stuff like that. Our football team is, I don't mean to be talking smack. I mean, hopefully we still have one. I don't even really remember. But
that's okay. Don't wreck your mind over it.
Now I wanted to ask both of you and Casey, you first. What do you have a favorite comic, or let's say your top three comedians? Who do you like most, man? Because I've got one lined up. I gotta tell you,
my top favorite all time.
Richard Pryor,
mm-hmm. Don Rickles. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's hard because there's a lot, right? You don't have to go for three. Those are pretty good. What about Chris Rock? Do you like Chris Rock?
I like Chris Rock. I like Chris Rock because he can blend current topics with comedy. I like that how he's transitional. Like he can cross over to both audiences.
Right, right.
I think you learn from Chris Rock. I like comics I learn from, and I laugh.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, and he says, it's like, Yeah, I mean it's. I mean he makes fun of
comics who just want to say f this, f that, suck this, this that.
Right,
that,
right, just to right. shock you and get a quick laugh. Yeah,
but he knows he gets into our mind. He knows how we feel and we think about relationships, men and women, and things like.
Jerry
like
Seinfeld's
that,
really good at that too.
Yeah,
makes Seinfeld. I love Larry David, Seinfeld, those guys.
Yeah. They're so smart without because I mean Seinfeld is obviously the example of someone who doesn't use crude, you know, shocking words to,
what
to get
about
a laugh.
You, Cam? Who's your favorite comic?
Yeah, who, Cameron, how about you?
Well, going in the complete opposite direction.
And besides, we could go for women, too. I don't know why we only think in men. But
I think I would have to say Seinfeld, Louis C.K., and Amy Schumer. Would be my
Oh,
three.
Wow.
Off the top
Amy's
of my head.
Amy's taking a lot of heat, though, these days, isn't she?
Why? For what?
I don't know. People just want to say that she's a. I don't want to say it, but she's. They say she takes jokes.
Oh, that she's stolen. I've heard that.
Like plagiarism.
I've heard that. Yeah, that she's stolen people's jokes. I've heard that.
I don't know. See, the thing about the internet, if you can make things appear the way you want them, the way you present them,
right?
And there's a lot of YouTubes of people doing jokes, and then her, and then they show that person's version, and they show Amy Schumer's version. And to me, I just think people twist things to make, you know, to get their point across. Because I've seen them, and I'm like, what?
Is it?
You want to do that, everybody gets the idea from another person. You
right,
just don't say
right.
They
yeah, yeah.
Is it verbatim, or is it just sort of talking about a similar topic?
It's just more like of a topic. Like if she said something like, someone said, I like when my girlfriend did this. She did something like, well, I'm the type of girlfriend who does this. And it was kind of similar to what the male comedian said he liked in women. And she would say, well, I'm the type of woman to do that. And it was just like kind of the same direction they're going, but I don't think she copied it exactly. I mean,
it's just so tough
to
know.
We all hear things from growing up.
Right, exactly.
Twisted in our own ways. I mean, who's to say she didn't learn?
She didn't come up with that on her own.
Other comics say something and probably learned it, and that's how she ended up living. That doesn't mean she didn't.
She meant to copy it,
I just think people are being unfair to her.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it's also interesting how we each have our comedians from our own period, you know, from our own generation. And it's just like music when you think about it, you know? It's like who you grow up with. Because all three that you mentioned are pretty recent new comedians, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I love Chappelle. I wanted to say Chappelle, but it seems like it was too easy to say Chappelle.
I watched some of about 10 minutes of Chappelle last night on Netflix. It was pretty funny. But I got to tell you,
he is so good.
I'm talking about like rolling on the floor laughing, okay? To me, it's always been Rodney Dangerfield. Do you know who he is?
I do.
Okay, good. And I just queued up a couple of minutes of his stuff. I got to play it because you know what? I'm telling you, I was like getting ready for bed last night. I had it on my iPad on YouTube, and I couldn't put it down. I'm like, this guy is so friggin' funny. And watching him, he's ugly with the bulging eyes, you know, with always fixing his tie and everything and the movements. But you just look at him and you want to laugh because he's so ugly and he talks about it, you know. He makes fun of himself all the time. I get no respect, you know.
No respect.
I mean, those tend to be my favorite comics. The ones that are able to laugh at themselves and use themselves as
the self-deprecating humor. Yeah. It's my favorite too, by far. It's what I love to hear, and it's what I write the most for myself.
Really?
Yeah. Because Louis C.K. is very much that way too. If you hear him talk about himself and his family, and it's so funny.
Really, I have to check it out.
Oh my gosh,
you should. My generation, I never even heard of him.
Really?
But yeah, but
oh
I'll
my
pick
gosh,
it up,
you should just watch some YouTube videos, and you will howl.
Louis C.K.
Hey guys, I have to go.
Okay.
And I enjoyed our little chat.
Oh, bye, my dear. Thank you so much for calling.
All right.
All right, Casey. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
So, okay, so, I mean, I owe it to myself, if not to the listeners, and I don't think you'll be bored.
No, please, I'd love it.
Well, let's play a couple minutes of Rodney Dangerfield. I don't know which one I just queued up, but they're all funny, so let's check it out.
No respect at all.
Okay, let's go.
And I tell you, my wife and I, we never have sex. We get undressed, we can't stop laughing, you know? The other night I told her, I said, don't laugh behind my back. She said, I won't. The funny stuff's on the other side, you know? Hey, good laugher here, baby. How you doing? Love a guy with a good laugh. You all right, buddy, huh? Where you from, bud? Oh, really? You city slicker. I come from a small town myself. I was born in Babylon, Long Island. Ever hear of that place, anybody? No, but Babylon's a small town, I'll tell you that. You can, a local pawnbroker has one ball there. It's a small town. The local hooker's a virgin over there. But one thing about Babylon, a population never changes. Every time a kid is born, some guy leaves town, you know?
Where did you get this, man?
I'm in a good mood, I'll tell you that. I just signed a big contract with General Motors for 3 years. I bought a new car.
He signed the contract.
I always get stuck when I buy a car. The salesman always says she's a beauty. He never says he's a beauty, and I found out why. Because a car and a girl are very much alike. I mean, with either one, a car or a girl, how many times in a cold morning when you really need it, it won't turn over, you know? They're loving the room here, that's all right. There's too much hate in the world today. The trouble with me is I'm too easygoing. Like last night I had dinner in a Chinese restaurant, opened my fortune cookie. Inside was a guy's check next to me. And I said to my buddy, I got you a check. He said, thanks. I mean, it's wise guys. Why? I checked in a hotel. I asked the bellhop to handle my bag. He started to fill up my wife.
Did you hear what he
said? I mean, I said to my buddy, you told you could play around with my wife. He said, everybody. But I like to pack up once in a while, get away on vacation. What are your blast years in Paris? And you folks been to Paris? How about Pennsylvania? Now, when I was in Paris, I went to a place called the Crazy Horse Saloon. A little French girl saw me there. She looked at me, she said, you're cute. And then she told me, you're Medica Menity best lovers. And then she said, of all the Medica Menity comedians are the best lovers. And I walked away. I figured I was too good for her. Who the hell needs that, you know? She was a lovely girl, though. She told me she was a world traveler. And then she told me what a trip cost. And I told her, we live in two different worlds. But she was a wild girl, a very wild girl. She made me French toast. Her tongue got caught in a toaster. You kidding? She was a wild girl. And she's a tattoo in her thigh says merging traffic. Really a wild girl, know what I mean? In fact, when I met her, she was doing push-ups in a cucumber garden. She was a very wild girl. I mean, I'm talking about a wild girl here, you know what I mean?
Anyway, so that's Rodney Dangerfield. YouTube is the best place. Is there anything in the world that's not on YouTube, Cameron?
I don't think so.
No, huh?
I don't think
everything
so.
Everything is on there. It's absolutely amazing, the access we have to knowledge today, yeah. You know? I mean, you sit at a table, you start talking about, I don't know, rompers for men. You can just look it up. Tell Siri.
Yeah.
It comes right up for you.
There it is.
How much more powerful can we get, you know?
Right.
Now, it was funny. We talked the other day about a scene, an episode of The Black Mirror. Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't, but you were telling me about it.
Right? With Netflix with the phones,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So the reason I'm bringing it up is because, let me just refresh people's memory. It was an episode about people were rating each other by their phone from 1 to 5 stars as they walk by you. They're like strangers. But what if it was a world when people do that? And then sometimes you're not allowed into places if your rating is below a certain number.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. And things like that, you know. And when you get mad or somebody gets pissed at you, your rating goes down because they pull up their phone right there.
Yeah.
They know what your rating is and they can lower it.
Is there any kind of thing that checks it so that you can't just sabotage someone and say their rating's high, I'm going to give them a 1 star to bring them down?
No, that's the thing. You know, it's like, it's almost like to keep you in line. Think about it. It's to keep you in line. And but when you think about it, this, I told people, I said, well, we basically already do it with like Yelp and Uber.
Yep.
Right? In Uber, we both rate each other, the driver and the passenger.
Yeah.
But what if everybody knew how many stars you had?
Right, exactly.
Right?
What if you wore it
it's
on
like
your...
It's like knowing your credit, you know, and your credit score and stuff. But
true.
I was thinking, I went to California Chicken Cafe. I don't know if you've ever had chicken there. It's some of the best chicken ever. It's like rotisserie, you know,
that goes
around. You've got to check them out. There's a few of them here in the valley. The best chicken you probably could have. It's juicy and people love it.
Sounds like Chicken Out. Have you ever been to Chicken Out?
No.
Oh,
is it out
Coast.
Here? Yeah, that's East Coast stuff. So at any rate, so I'm going there and the service sucks as I'm waiting because I was there to pick up food. And this guy's actually taking an order from these two very slow people.
Oh.
You know, not slow in their head, but slow
just
in the
slow.
Ordering.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, why am I having to wait? I ordered on the phone. It should be ready. All he has to do is give it to me, and I'm standing here waiting for these people mm-hmm. to order. So I went down the aisle there, down the line, went to another register. Again, I had to wait. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? I went back. I'm pulling out my phone, pulling out Yelp, ready to give him a bad thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I mean. I mean, look.
It's happening. Yeah, it's happening in a big way. I mean, everybody's rated. We're rated as the Uber,
right.
recipients, and we're also rating the Uber drivers. Lyft, same thing. So many of these services rendered. You know, you were rating, and then additionally, I think I spoke on this last time. Your rating is almost just your following now.
Right.
It's your Instagram following. It's how many friends you have. It's how many Twitter followers you have. I mean, and there's actually a little V that you get by your name if you are someone important.
Right.
Like you get verified. Right, exactly.
Right.
And you know that those, and it's sort of this thing where, like, we're all just people, right, on this social media thing. But some people have this verified thing that sort of makes them seem
important
and yeah, above the rest of us somehow.
Yeah.
You know, significant, exactly.
Right.
Someone you want to follow. That's and I think the reason they started doing it was because there were fake accounts, and so how do you know which is the real person? You know,
right.
a fan account or the so they want to verify the person whose account it is. But what it's created is this sort of want to be verified because it sort of validates you.
Right,
in this way.
Right, exactly.
You know, because you're not important in the eyes of society without a certain number of followers and followings and likes and verification. And there's just it's so stupid when you think about it, or silly.
Because people need like affirmation that they're okay,
that they're
right?
Doing okay.
Yeah, that's what it boils down
they're doing
to.
Okay, I know, and it's so crazy to think that. I mean, you see these things all the time, articles about how people are horribly, you know, depressed and can be sad, but their Instagram account shows a very flowery, happy lifestyle, no problems, all these followers, and it completely doesn't reflect the real life behind it.
Exactly,
you know?
And who posts bad pictures of their life? Nobody does.
No,
you know?
Who would post a picture of them crying in the corner
exactly,
over a breakup?
Or depressed.
No,
or,
nobody does that.
Wow.
Nobody does that.
I know. Well, we're almost out of time. What I did want to bring up is, I guess Twin Peaks is coming back. Have you heard of Twin Peaks?
I have.
It's coming back, you've heard of it,
yes,
though, right?
Exactly. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, because it was like a long time ago.
It was. So I never watched it. Did you?
Yes, I did. Let's see. How long ago was this now?
But I know the people are so
1990s.
Excited.
So you're talking 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a long time ago. But... Yeah, because it's weird. It's a weird show.
What was it? Can you tell me? I don't even know.
Yeah, it was just about a murder in a small town of this young woman. And the whole show is about trying to solve who it is. But there's all kinds of really weird characters there. Like the log lady, right?
Oh.
Like she'll walk around holding a log in her hand. Nobody knows why.
Okay.
You know, shit like that. There's all kinds of like quotes that were taken from... lines in the series in the show.
Interesting.
Excuse me. So,
like, what is there a famous line?
Something like this is a mighty fine coffee. Then there was a movie about it. I don't remember everything, but the thing is, if you get into it, you'll see that there's a lot of like really. But weird, but funny stuff too, you know. And
yeah.
Me, for the most part, I don't really like weird stuff, but the acting and the story and just the characters really, very imaginative, you know. So it hooked you in every week.
Are they using the same actors, or
apparently a lot of them? And how can they all look the same? That's what I was going to ask.
They do look the same.
After 30 years, how is that possible?
I don't
know. So maybe makeup, you know?
God.
Maybe
they're
makeup.
Bringing back so many shows. Have you seen them bringing back Will and Grace?
Yes, I did see that.
Same cast. They look the same, too.
Same cast.
Yeah, and they're just bringing it back for another however many seasons.
Yeah, why not, right?
I couldn't believe it. I mean, I guess why not? And then also Roseanne.
Ah,
they're
that would be
back
nice.
Roseanne,
wow.
Which I think with the same cast, they haven't. I'm almost positive with the same cast, but it's so weird to me that now three shows and probably more are coming back. Like,
right,
do we not
right.
have?
Oh, I did see like One Day at a Time. Right, this billboard actually says One Day at a Time here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's about. That was with, Mackenzie Phillips and Valerie Bertinelli and stuff. We were like, you know, I mean, this was like 70s, 80s shit, so it's a long time ago. Anyway, we got to wrap up, folks. There's a show after us, of course.
Yes.
Cameron, I want to thank you very much
thank
for joining
you.
Me. Always
thanks
a lot of fun,
me.
Always interesting shows. Thank you, Casey, for calling in.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We wish Tori, she seems to be doing a great time if you follow her on Facebook.
I've seen her Instagram.
And Instagram, right.
Yeah.
So enjoy yourself in Ireland, Tori. Obviously, a lot cooler probably than the weather is here.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. We'll be right here tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.